Hey, episode 30.
Sweet. That was awesome. We made it. We made it to episode 30. We're like on a rocket ship to the moon.
It is like a rocket ship, right straight through the moon.
It's a podcasting rocket ship. We built it. It took us 29 episodes to build it, and now we're inside of it.
And it's going through the moon.
Yeah. You remember 1991? You remember that year?
Yeah, I vividly.
In 1991, a blind man with a long black cane walked up to me on the street, tapped me on my shoulder, and I turned to him and he said, "Young man, one day you will release a podcast that will make it to 30 episodes and you will be happy." You know what I said to him?
What?
"Get the f*** away from me, blind man. Right. Why are you touching me? We're on the street. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Don't touch me."
I know. Then he was arrested for vagrancy.
He was. Yeah. He wasn't wearing pants under that coat.
Yeah, I wonder who that guy was.
I don't know, but he haunts my dreams.
Yeah, and he is, you know, responsible for your success.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's a weird dichotomy. It's a catch-22. It's a swallowed sword. Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
So this guy was wearing sunglasses.
Okay.
Sounds reasonable, right?
Sure.
You're...
Well, is it daytime?
Yep.
Daytime. Okay.
Daytime.
Sounds reasonable. He's outside. Not inside.
Problem with the sunglasses. No lenses.
Oh, just the empty frames.
Frames.
Yes.
Sunglass frames.
Yes.
If anything deserves a punch in the face, I think it's that.
I agree with you.
Nearly said something. Or I wanted to like poke him in the eye and just to prove a point.
Oh, that's you could have poked him.
Like, there you go, yeah. Buddy.
Like, you're kind of escaping part of the point of sunglasses. They protect your eyeballs.
Yeah.
Just poke right through.
You know, and that's the thing, too. Like, if it was, like, at a bar on a Saturday night and people are dressed up or something and he's just trying out some new thing he's got going. This is, like, in the middle of the workday. And, like, you know, I don't know. It's just, like, really? You wore sunglass frames to work? So that's just, like, just, you know.
Wait, he wore them to your work?
My work.
Were they modern looking frames or were they like the old 80s square, you know, blocky?
No, they're like
frames.
They were almost like giant aviator glasses.
Yeah, of course.
But no frame, no lenses.
Let me ask you this follow up question. Were his pants really tight?
I didn't look at his pantular region.
Was he wearing chucks?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Was his shirt striped?
Yes.
Maybe if you had to pick between two types of person you might assume this person is, would you pick well-to-do businessman running an industrial compound or hipster?
Well-to-do industrialist.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did not see that coming as an answer.
Oh, wait. Explain the two differences again. Hipster,
yes,
I think. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah. You know, it's just, you know, it just to me, somehow it shocked me anew.
Yeah.
The sunglasses without lenses.
Yeah, I would be more shocked, but I've seen it before.
You know, but, oh, really? I've never seen it before. And the other thing is, I would be even fine with, like, faux, like, eyeglasses with non-lens lenses.
I've spoken about getting these before to change my personality.
But something about not having the lenses.
Yeah.
All right, so sunglass number two I saw on the way over here just now. And at first I thought, I thought that life had become censored suddenly. Mm-hmm. This is what I saw. This lady had these sunglasses where I'm going to try to describe this over the theater of the mind here.
Yes, yes.
A perfectly flat, perfectly rectangular piece of semi-transparent plastic glued to like, you know, ear, you know, what do they call on the sides?
Legs
of the glasses. So she had on her, attached to her face, just a flat, perfectly rectangular piece of black plastic.
Did it have a slight ridge cut out for the nose?
Nope.
So it was like not fitting properly.
Perfect rectangle, full perfect rectangle in front of her face.
Oh my God.
So it looked like her face was censored.
Oh my God.
Are you picturing this? Like a black rectangle over the eyes. So it looked like she was censored. And literally, when she was walking toward me, like maybe 50 feet away, I was like, what did my vision become censored suddenly?
Right.
Like everyone's identity was suddenly protected. And then I got closer and I actually pretended to look at my phone real quick just to make sure I could like get a second look.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Well, here's the question. Maybe, now I've always heard that when you commit a crime, you're supposed to cover your eyes because they're the most expressive part of your body, right? So it's like people recognize your eyes. So maybe she was about to rob a bank.
That's true.
You could have prevented a bank robbery right now somewhere. People are being, you know, hit in the face with the butt of a shotgun by this woman who's got her eyes covered.
Yeah.
And she'll get away with it because she will be like, oh, yeah, can't describe her. Sorry, I couldn't see her eyes.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. She was holding sacks with money, dollar signs written on the sides.
Oh, dear God.
I thought that they were just pillows.
Yeah, well, I know you do write dollar signs on your pillows. I still don't understand what that means.
Well, they are full of gold pennies.
Huh. Is that comfortable for your head?
No. I thought I'd take this opportunity to explain to people we're a little bit neurotic.
Right.
Especially Garrett.
Yes.
And there are certain things socially that we are not on the same page mm-hmm. as the rest of the world right. on. We have certain preferences.
I'm a little, yeah, I've got issues. I've got little things, little things.
I like personally, I don't do handshakes.
Right.
But instead of handshakes, I do what most people refer to as pinky shakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't quite understand what that is. I mean, so you basically, you just lock pinkies.
Yeah.
And you just kind of shake your hand a little
bit. Yeah, it's all sometimes known as a pinky promise.
Pinky promise, right?
Yeah.
Pinky swear as well,
right.
commonly known as.
Yeah, and that's sort of what I like to do because the regular handshake, you know, it's there's too much...
There's a lot of fingers.
Too much contact.
Yeah.
And also, I like to make, like, promises with people.
Right. Yeah, usually you'll give them, you know, you'll repeat their name and just make one promise to them. And
like, yeah, I'll be like, tomorrow I'm going to eat your lunch.
Right. And I, you know, to be honest, I've never seen you not fulfill one of the promises, too.
Never.
So it's sort of a double-edged sword. I mean, if you meet Sean and you get a good promise, well, then it's going to work out well. If you get a bad promise,
yeah,
it will still happen.
Yeah, tomorrow, free back rub.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, I think when you gave me my promises, I'll cut you tomorrow, I think is what you said.
Yep.
And you did. You cut me. Not terribly deep. You just sort of, like, took a knife to my arm briefly.
Right.
And
but,
I
you know, like, I'm going to sleep in your hotel room tomorrow.
Yeah.
And
then Sean will be there.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Not in a creepy way.
Right. So as you know, I also, I don't mind the handshake. I'll do it if I have to, but I'm a hat tipper. I don't know if anybody else does this. So I'll be always wearing a large hat, which I will tip at someone. And I'll actually do that little clicking sound with the mouth.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
There's like some that. Musical man.
Yep, man. I'll call people man. And it is entirely possible if I bring enough, I'll have a piece of grass sticking out of my mouth when I do it. That's just the way I greet.
Those are just your Kentucky roots showing through proud, you know?
Yeah. I am from Kentucky, and I will give you the old clicky like that.
Yep.
So that's kind of the way we greet.
See, so if you know, if your hand's just waiting there for something,
yeah, our apologies.
Be offended. You know, Garrett's gonna click you on. I'm gonna pinky promise you.
Yeah, and do keep in mind that we also have this policy where if you leave your hand out for a long period of time afterward, eventually one of us will just slap it away.
Right.
Not in like a disdainful way, but just like a hey man, this isn't gonna happen. Slap.
Right.
We'll just slap it away. So don't take offense to that at all.
Yeah.
And that's the greeting. You know,
yeah.
That's basically the greeting situation.
Yeah. And oftentimes one of the ways we establish friendships with people is we'll meet someone and then later on, unexpectedly, we'll pants you.
Right. Pantsing, yeah, I mean pantsing is like a lost art.
And yeah, it is a lost art because I think a lot of times these days, yeah, you know, someone will get pantsed and it's just the pants being pulled down to the ankles.
Right.
I personally, when I pants someone, I like to keep the pants.
Yeah, you do keep the pants.
I take the pants mm-hmm. And don't give them back because it just the stakes are higher that way.
Yeah.
I think think that really hits home more and it's a better bonding experience.
It is. And you actually have been, I've noticed, you hang those pants on a wall and you have a wall of pants at home
right.
that you collect, which is actually fairly impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I have some good pants in there. Tom Selleck's pants.
Yeah, that was, God, that was a great day.
Yeah, John Voight.
Yep.
I have John Voight's pants.
Yeah.
Do
you remember when you tried to pants Benicio Del Toro and he ran away?
Yeah, I did not get his pants.
No, he didn't. No. And ever since then, he will not come to any parties.
Yeah, I think I've got this problem where old women are hitting on me.
Oh,
and I'm
cougars.
That's the problem, though, is they're not really cougars, if you will. I'm putting air quotes around that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fine if they were like, you know, hot older.
Oh,
ladies.
You're saying cougar has to equal attractive. I think cougar just equals 50
no,
plus.
I think it equals attractive older. These are more like unattractive, you know, older women.
Mutts.
And I'm like, what?
Mutts.
Is that,
yeah,
what?
I don't know. What's
you're
a,
making that up.
What's another cat that would not be attractive?
Oh.
Alley cat?
Yeah, alley I don't cats. Know.
Go on.
Dumpy cat.
Dumpy cat. I like that. Yeah. So you just like, oh, I got all these dumpy
and
cats
I just,
after
it
me.
Worries me sometimes when it happens, because I'm like, really? Is this, do I seem, is this, do I seem attainable?
Well, give me a for instance.
To this? I don't know. Like, just the other day, I'm getting sushi, and you know, this woman walks over and tries to make conversation about how beautiful the sushi looks. It's clearly trying to, like, start a conversation.
Yeah, that's not a good place to start.
I was like, all right, yep, this really looks nice, and I just got the hell out of there.
Yeah, that's not a good way to impress someone, just to be like, wow, look at this food. It looks interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and I just, you know, and my fear, though, is that, like, do I look like the kind of person who's, like, who, you know, to, like, single 60-plus older women look like, eh, I could get that guy.
Yeah, I think you do, actually. You have very big crow's feet. And you have a lot of face wrinkles, yeah, and you're hunched over.
Turn to your left 90 degrees and look at me for a second.
Oh.
Yeah, see, I don't have any of that.
My mental image of you is completely inaccurate.
Yeah. How old did you think I was?
I thought you were like 63.
No.
Well, didn't we just celebrate your 63rd birthday?
No. That was your grandmother, and B, I'm 28.
Interesting. Maybe you give off that mental image. Do you have a mental image device that you carry around that sprays out mental image waves?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I also do not have an old... Some people say they have an old soul.
Yeah.
I have a young soul.
Maybe it's too young. Maybe it's so young that it's old. Maybe you're in a soul loop.
A loop.
Yeah. Do you have a soul loop machine?
Yep.
Oh, well, is it on right now?
Mm-hmm.
Turn it off.
You think that's a problem?
Maybe. Is it blinking red saying soul loop initiated?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be the problem, actually. Here's a question. Also, what is your soul setting set to? Is it 63?
Yeah.
There is your problem. That, and you should stop carrying a sign that says 65-year-old woman, please hit on me while I'm in a grocery store looking at
I thought it would be funny.
Critics are raving about the Maniacal Rage podcast. Peter Travers of Rolling Stone says it's like sex for your ears. Oprah says it's like a humor penis making love to your ear vaginas. Scientologists agree the humor cock mercilessly pounds your ears with unrelenting comedy, making sweet comedy babies in your brain.
So a few days ago is April Fool's.
Yes.
Are you a fan of this holiday?
I hate it.
You do?
I hate it.
Well, I decided this year that I was going to play a little joke.
Mm-hmm.
Well, me and my office actually decided to play a little joke in the office across the hall. So, you know, we thought that would be a fun way to... We were new to the building, so we thought it would be a good way to, like, you know, icebreaker sort of thing, meet new people.
Okay, so what did you do?
So what we did was we burned down their office.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they had no idea it was going to happen. Middle of the day, you know, it was right before lunch, and we just what are those things called where you take like a glass bottle and you put gasoline in it, and then you you dip a rag in gasoline and then put it in the bottle?
Yeah, Molotov cocktail.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out that name. No one knew, but we knew how to make one. So we made one. Mm-hmm. And then we threw it into the other office.
Awesome. Yeah, those things explode and just sort of spread fire all over the place. They're
It burned it down quick.
Yeah.
Just instantly burned down the office.
So were there any casualties?
They all died.
Oh, all of them?
Yep. Hang on. There was one guy who was badly burned, but I think he lived.
April Fool.
You know, exactly. April Fools, you know. But what I don't get is that, you know, where no one has a sense of humor about this holiday anymore. Everyone's so uptight about it. This guy, we visited him at the hospital, and he didn't get it.
You know,
we explained that it was April Fool's and everything, but he just still continued to harp on this, the fact that everyone had died and their office burned down. And
yeah, I mean, I talk a lot about how I don't like April Fool's Day, but part of the reason is that normally the pranks are all so stupid. They're like... Right. Putting post-it notes all over an entire cubicle, or, you know, throwing a pie at someone, or kicking a homeless guy. And, you know, this, I mean, God, if this was what April Fool's Day was all about, you know, Molotov cocktails, casualties, etc.,
right,
then I think I could get into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
no.
I'm pretty sure that's what the founders of April Fool's Day had in mind when they had that meeting where they created the holiday.
Right.
They
just
were like,
general,
know,
just
mayhem and
chaos.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, honestly, you know, like, your April Fool's joke is fine as long as it's funny.
Right.
You know, burning down an office
hilarious.
Is pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we had the balls to do it.
Hard to top that, actually.
Exactly.
What are you going to do next year?
Burn down the whole building? I don't know.
I guess.
These are things where we don't have to think about right now. But,
yeah.
But you know, but it was a hilarious joke. And everyone at the office had a great big laugh about it.
Yeah.
No one got hurt. Well, that's not true. But, you know, it was a good joke.
Well, no one from your office got hurt.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
So. No one from our office got hurt.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I didn't participate in any April Fool's Day. Well, that's not entirely true. I did sort of accidentally pull an April Fool's prank on myself.
Oh, what did you?
I ate poison.
Oh,
yeah. So I blood all night that night. Everybody who went to South by Southwest seemingly got sick when they got back.
I heard about that. I'll let you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of ironic that you would say you heard about it, since we're pretty sure you were patient A because you were really sick right before South by Southwest.
Oh, so now you are blaming me. We had this conversation earlier, and you were just like, oh, I don't think so. I doubt it.
No, it's your fault.
Unlikely.
No, it's your fault.
Yeah, because the week before South by, I was just deathly ill.
Yeah.
More sick than I'd ever been. And then I hopped on a plane.
Yeah.
South by Southwest.
Yeah. I think what happened is you brought your sickness. A couple of other people brought their regional flus, and it basically formed, the perfect storm.
Flu.
Yeah. This is just like, there was a hurricane of flu in the air, and it got everybody. And while I was there, I felt a little sick. Like, I started to get a cough and all that, but it wasn't that bad. But as soon as I got home, I'm pretty sure I actually died once, and then I got revived.
You died. I called a witch doctor.
Yeah.
Who I had to bring your corpse to it.
Yeah.
To him. It.
It. Him.
Him.
Witch
They're
doctors.
So weird.
They're pretty androgynous.
And
so.
And yeah, he revived you with black magic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was really.
By the way, we should talk about that later because there's some things you should know about. But anyway, continue.
Oh, what, like side effects?
Yeah, like certain, you know, promises you make to certain spirits.
Well,
whatever.
We'll get to that
later.
You made them.
Well, we'll get to. Well, like I said, we'll talk about it off the record because there's some pretty heavy that you need to know about.
Okay.
About your future, your children,
and
the future of. Of your whole family. But anyway, so what's next?
Yeah, no. I got really sick. I was really, really sick. I had the highest fever I've ever had in my life. At one point I had a fever of like 103.9. And I think technically 104 is retarded.
Yeah.
Like you just go retarded immediately and it doesn't you don't come back from it.
No.
And I started having I was sort of in a timeless place where the fever had, you know, like they used to say, the fever had me, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I was lying on the couch freezing cold, but my body was really hot.
Right.
And I was watching really crappy TV and I like couldn't focus my eyes and I couldn't fall asleep, but I couldn't stay awake. And the shades were drawn, even though it was like midday. And it just was like this for like 4 days.
Do you get fever hallucinations?
I did not get any hallucinations.
I
wished for hallucinations.
I used to do that. I would wake up in the middle of the night and just seeing like weird things in my closet. And I would think there were animals in my house. But so I was like, I was kind of awake.
Yeah.
You know, thinking that it wasn't like a dream, but I was like, man, something's wrong.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm pretty sure that's brain trauma. You should probably see a neurosurgeon now.
Yeah.
Because that could have long term.
Well, I have an appointment with a witch doctor later this week.
Oh, okay.
So I think we'll slip that in.
I was just sort of in a bad place.
Yeah.
And
you along with everyone else who was there.
Yeah. So I would check Twitter like once every 12 hours and it was just everyone was saying like, I'm dying. I've died. Call a witch doctor.
I lost half of the people on my following list because they all died.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
And then as I started to get a little bit better, I thought, oh, finally I'm getting better. And then I had one day of feeling okay, and then I got much worse. So it was almost as if someone had had said, I'm going to make this person's life even worse. Like, there was someone watching me, you know?
God,
like,
you mean?
Yeah, maybe God. It was God. I think this has turned me into a religious person, but not in a positive way.
Or it could have been the witch doctor as well.
Yeah, there was a guy standing over me shaking a rabbit carcass.
Did he have a bone through his nose?
Yes.
Yeah, that was him.
He was also wearing a t-shirt that said, I like loose women.
Yep. Yeah, that's witch George. That's George. Yeah, it's my witch doctor.
How noisy is too noisy for shoes to be?
Interesting question. I think they should not be very noisy.
Right. They should be like silent, right? Unless they're peeled, and then it's fine to have the click-clack as you walk.
Old shoes sometimes squeak.
Right. What if new shoes squeak really loud? Is that a problem?
Like,
well, I bought this pair of shoes, and the inside is like polished suede. And so when my socks rub up against it, it goes...
Oh, you have to get rid of those shoes immediately.
Yeah, so every step is like...
I don't know if you expect my answer to be, no, it's fine.
I was hoping it would be,
It's not going to be that answer. It's going to be throw them in the garbage.
Yeah. Do you think I could just sandpaper the insides?
Do people hear this? Other people are like, what's that? Is there a dead frog being thrown
around? Yeah, I haven't worn them outside yet because I'm afraid. I don't want to, you know, like I don't want to ruin them in case I need to return them, which seems to be likely, but...
No, I wouldn't return them. I would just take them and put them in the garbage disposal.
Oh, just throw them away. Oh, no, in the garbage disposal. Just ground them up. Ground them up.
Just jam them in there.
Yeah. Do you get your money back if you do that?
I think you could try.
Okay.
You could try. Oh, no.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, follow-up question then.
Follow-up question.
How noisy is too noisy for a hat?
A hat, I should not make much noise. Some
right,
hats,
so, yeah, I was thinking silent.
Yeah.
This one has a little pair of clapping hands on it, and it's got a little string you pull, and when you pull it, the hands just clap like crazy, and well, the string kind of got stuck on my zipper, and it's just sort of claps all the time now, and that doesn't seem right.
That strikes me as a little annoying. That strikes me as too much noise for a hat. Also, I would recommend not buying hats with clapping hands on them.
It looked good when I put it on the first time.
No, I know. I'm sure it looked great. I bought a hat once that had a bird on the top.
A live bird?
Yeah, a live bird. It was a crow, actually.
Huh.
And it just made just a load of noise. Just all over and over and over again. Just all the over and over again, you know?
That was a terrible purchase. Well, butter our ankles and slap us in the face. Episode 30 is done.
Wow.
We made it. We made it to 30. This is like, we're over the hill.
Yeah.
No, wait, is that over the hill? Or is that 30-something? I don't know.
There's black balloons all over the place. So.
Yeah, I just keep those around.
Yeah, and a big gravestone that says you're 30.
Yep. I just have that. I've got that early for my 30th birthday. I like to be prepared.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, it's been a crazy journey, and it's too bad it's coming to an end, and we're never doing another show after this.
Yeah, sad, but true.
And that our friendship is also over. I mean, we knew going into this that if we made it even past 20, we were probably not going to be friends anymore. And that if we made it anywhere near 30, I mean, we would have a feud.
Well, I think every episode our hatred towards one another grows exponentially.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of anger in this little room, and I think that it doesn't escape when we leave.
Yeah.
It just sort of stays trapped. So when we get in here, I mean, just today, for instance, when you came over, when you came in, you were like whistling a tune, and you were like, podcast, I'm making the podcast. And then as soon as you stepped in here, you just started cutting your arms.
Right.
And I was like, what is happening to you?
It just got depressing very
quickly.
Yeah,
you just get really angry.
And then there was just like right before episode 29, we had like a 38-minute punching match.
Yeah. Yeah, God.
No one won.
No.
We both lost.
We did. I have scar tissue under my eye, on my left eye. Like,
it was
vision is still
blurred.
It
was a shit show.
It was.
What it was.
That was crazy. That was really crazy. That was the day. Remember, that was the day where I lost that tooth, that molar.
Yeah.
From the fight, and I was.
I mean, who loses a molar in a fight? Punching deep.
I know. It's just absolutely crazy.
Yeah. So we should, you know, we'll just end the podcast forever.
Yep.
I'll probably
burn the equipment.
Or we could just, you know, we could just go to anger management classes.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, every weekend, my witch doctor George holds anger management classes.
Interesting. Wait, do you think we could actually learn to get along and, like, be friends again?
Yeah, I think so, because it's, like, basically, you know how, like, when you're angry about something, like, maybe you stubbed your toe or you, like, burned your toast, you know, you punch me in the face.
Yeah, it makes me so angry.
Yeah, you punch, instead you punch a pillow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've mostly just been kissing my pillows.
Yeah, no, you should, well, yeah, you should stop kissing your pillows and start punching them with it, with aggression.
Oh, okay.
But do not start kissing me.
Oh.
I just don't want you to confuse the it's not a switcheroo.
Oh, okay.
It's just a, you should be kissing other people.
Gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so I should just kiss random people, punch my pillow. And
right, when you're
along.
In the street, kiss random women, whoever else, and then punch your pillow.
Interesting, interesting. That's an interesting theory. Okay, well then, I mean, I guess I sort of already poured butane all over the equipment, but I mean, we could like wash it off.
Yeah, we could get new equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should try for another 30.
All right, fine. Yeah, so, and I guess if we're going to keep doing it, then we might as well keep being, you know, sponsored by SegPub.
We should be. We should keep doing that.
I did. Can you still unsend email? Because I sent him a really angry email today because I thought we were done. So I was like, you know, you go straight to hell.
Right. Do you use AOL?
No.
Oh.
And it's also, it's 2008 now, so I don't know if that feature...
I'm sure Jeremy will be, he's a very understanding man.
Okay, yeah, I may have to send him like a bouquet or something.
And send back his kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, she's doing the dishes now.
Yeah.
And that is
yeah,
really
just
helpful.
Let it go, man. All right, let it go. All right, I've been there. Let it go.
Well, yeah, so we're still sponsored by Segment Publishing, segpub.net.
For all your hosting needs.
Yeah, lots of hosting going on there. Not angry hosting either. Very nice.
Very nice.
And yeah, so thanks everybody for listening. All 30 episodes. That's like 400 hours of Garrett and Sean time, and you put up with it, and we appreciate it. And I guess we're doing 30 more now. So, you know, strap in. Wait, strap on? Wait, which one is it?
Strap it on and strap in.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it just made just a load of noise. It was,
go! That one was really intense. That was really lifelike.
I'm just trying to get a few of these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it would just be like, call!
Sounds so, it's like a human crow hybrid. It sounds like sentient, which I guess they are, but yeah, so here we are, and what's the thing that the little toy robot in Toy Story says?
Kill me.
That is not that's not what I had in mind. What creepy version of Toy Story did you see?